This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I want you to think about that for a minute. And such were some of you. If you are still engaged in these things, fornicating, idolaters, worship of idols, adulterers, infamous, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, desiring more for gain, drunkards, revelers, that's mischievous abusers, extortioners, wrestling anything from a person by force or illegal. If you are doing these things, as the Bible says, be not deceived, because you are still doing it. And he says, ye shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because you have denied the power of God in you. Here's what 2 Timothy chapter 3, write this verse down. I want you to look it up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. I'm going to speed it up here. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 5 to 7. Here's what it says. Having a form of godliness. Oh boy, they can fool you. But denying the power thereof. Listen to this. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with devourers' lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They have been deceived, thinking that they're saved, have this form of godliness, and committing all types of sin, where Jesus said, ye shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And as the Bible says, from such turn away. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit reap life everlasting. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Wow. What a message the Lord is giving us. And I'm in this message as well, that we must, as he said to those to flee fornication. I'll read the scripture where I'm at. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 8, 9. He says, I say to the unmarried, that's everybody that ain't married, and widows, those who was married in someone past, it is good for them to abide even as I, but if they can't contain, let them marry, for it's better to marry than to burn. Wow. If you are having sex outside the confines of marriage, I don't care how you put it up, dress it up, think it's okay, you're going to ask for forgiveness after you committed the sin, you are fooling yourself and you have been deceived. God is simply saying, and such were some of you. If you're continually to do the act, you are in your sins. And as he said last week to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. And then he tells us plainly, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Well, let me read 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? I mean, he's asking, don't you know this? I mean, that's rudimentary to being in God, in the body of Christ, is that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. And that the Spirit of God dwelling in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Now,
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.